From the 2010 Dallas Message to the Field, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, my name is Steve Heaser, and today I am at the Nokia Theater in Grand Prairie, Texas, getting ready to attend the Message to the Field. Now, for those of you not familiar with this, Herb, one of our founders, started giving a message to the field a number of years ago. I guess you could compare it to like the President's State of the Nation, State of the Union speech, only with questions and answers. Anyway, after Herb, then Jim Parker did it, and now President, CEO, and Chairman of the Board, Gary Kelly, gives this address. He travels around the country, in fact, and they do it in multiple cities, and employees can always ask questions. I think he did five this year. This will be the fifth and last one. And the biggest one, I guess we have an awful lot of employees here. We have a lot of employees based here. Also, a lot of people fly in for it. And, yes, some of the closer cities, like our customer support and services department, maybe from Oklahoma, they might bring an entire busload down. So, consequently, this is the largest message. Now, most of you people out there on the internet might think of this as sort of a dry, boring event. Well, trust me, leave it to the Southwest employees to make this fun. Now, I'm not going to be playing audio of the message. You have to be an employee and be invited to attend one of the messages. But what makes this such a wonderful event is that the employees tailgate. And I mean, this rivals the largest of college games tailgating. So I'm going to do a little walkabout and find out why people come to the message to the field. In fact, you can hear it's really quite the cacophony. There are hundreds and hundreds of people out here, and it's still early. And by the way, it's been raining all day. It's quite cold and very wet, and it doesn't seem to have dampened the spirits of anyone. So let's see what I can go find. So why'd you come to the message to the field today?
Because I wanted to hear what is in store for our company and hear what we've done and where we're going.
How about you? Why'd you come?
Same reason, to hear. It's kind of like the State of the Union for Southwest.
I compared it to that earlier. See, I wasn't lying to you people. So why'd you come to the message today?
Well, I'd like to be cold, and I hear the information's going to be really hot tonight.
So why'd you come to the message to the field today?
To see Gary, see what's going on, and hopefully win a prize.
Well, to share in the fun and the spirit of the company.
I'm asking people, why'd you come to the message to the field today?
To have a lot of fun.
Because I want to hear Gary talk.
Do you think the cold weather is dampening the spirits?
Absolutely not. This is Southwest Airlines.
It just makes it that much more fun.
No, not fun.
No,
fun is not the word I was thinking.
We're going to have a good time regardless of the circumstances.
It makes it more adventurous.
I'll give you that. Oh, so why'd you come to the message to the field today?
I always come. It's just like tradition, you know?
I like that. I always come. So I was speaking to somebody earlier about what other companies even do this. And, you know, I'm sure any number of companies, the leaders address the employees in a venue, maybe even on this scale, and allow questions and answers to be asked. But I just can't help but wonder, do the employees tailgate before it? You know, there's grilling going on. There's some catering. There's some hamburgers being cooked. There's just, I can't think of any other company that does anything even comparable to this. So what do you got cooking there?
We got some onion ring.
Some onion rings? Where are y'all from?
We got French fry. We serve no fry before it's time.
What group is it?
We got your Japolino poppers. This would be the Dallas Station Queen of the Fleet right here.
Dallas Station. And so you're frying up some goodies. And do you know, I posed this question earlier, do you know of any other company that tailgates like this but before an officer message?
Not a one. Southwest Airlines, the only company that does it right.
Let's see, Southwest Airlines, we got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's an even dozen tents out here that I can see. Now, some of these tents are as big as, like, I don't know, 20 by 40. You know, they're huge.
Microphone?
Yeah, Mr. Microphone. Some of my fans over there. But here's maintenance. Coming up to the maintenance one. Let's see what they had to say. Hey, guys, how's it going? Do you mind if I ask you a question for Red Belly Radio? Okay, I'm going to ask you, what's your favorite specialty plane? There's not a wrong answer. It's your favorite. I'm going to ask the question. You're all going to have the same answer? Okay, well, you haven't been talking about this. Let's see if it's true. Okay, what is your favorite specialty aircraft at Southwest?
The Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, we're going to go SI-1.
I like SAMU.
SI-1 was pretty awesome.
You do remember SI-1 was temporary. So how many hamburgers have you made tonight?
About 120 burgers.
120? Oh, and that's just a fraction of the people here tonight. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Thanks for coming. As much fun as everybody is having today, there's another two tents. I said 12 earlier, and there's actually 14. Well, I got to admit, I'm really proud of my coworkers here. You know, a lot of people with a party this size, I think a lot of people would have been tempted to say that they're here for the party or for the food. But most people really just want to hear what Gary has to say. Want to know about the future of the company. Okay, so what's your favorite specialty aircraft?
It's New Mexico One because I'm a native New Mexican, and we got it on my birthday.
I love Maryland One, but since I'm from Texas, it's got to be Lone Star One.
I'm going to have to go with Caleb over here, Lone Star One, for the greatest state in the country and the greatest nation in the world.
And by the way, this is the guy that did the artwork for SI One.
And you know, I'm going to have to say, that's a close second.
Definitely Lone Star One.
Slam Dunk One.
See, I was saying earlier today that people come from all over this area of the country, and I'm standing with three people from Harlingen. You flew up here just for this?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I'm doing an Insta poll real quick. I'm going to ask the question, what's your favorite specialty aircraft?
I like Arizona.
Shamu.
Lone Star.
Shamu.
Shamu.
Well, thanks for coming up to Dallas.
Thank you.
Well, we're headed inside now, going inside to the message. And thank you so much for listening. And that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The guy cooking the hamburgers out in this parking lot has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices. How many hamburgers have you made today?
Oh, about 100.
Oh, you have chicken too, man. Oh, we didn't have the chicken.